Lee Jordan, just while we're on Victoria, is the international racing scout for Racing Victoria. He's been overseas. The Cox Plate entries came out yesterday. Thought we'd just get the latest here. You need to get a pen and paper and jot some names down here for long term. Morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Andrew.
And Lee, you've just been back home. You've been overseas preparing, I guess, to hopefully get some good numbers for the Melbourne Spring.
Yeah, Andrew, it's been a good trip to Europe, sort of touching base with trainers in England, Ireland, France and Germany. And interest is always very good, obviously touching base with some of the trainers and connections that have been out here in the past, but also, you know, talking to some new trainers. Went down to the south of France to visit Jean-Claude Rouget, who we know won the French Championship last year, which André Favre dominated for a long time. He's not a big traveller of horses, but, you know, you've got to cultivate some relationships. And in Ireland, it's interesting. I mean, we've seen Willie Mullins become, you know, a dual-purpose trainer, having jumps and flat horses. But, you know, I visited a guy like Gordon Elliott, who's probably Willie's nemesis. And he had a horse last year called Commission that he was thinking of bringing down. And he's very keen on, you know, travelling and is eyeing off the cup. And in fact, he's got a favourite in a two-year-old Group 1 this weekend. So so it's good to mix a bit of the old and the new.
I guess we see the regular names, but you have to, I guess, look outside the square that they don't necessarily have horses every year that a bloke like Gordon Elliott might just decide to bring one.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, I've sort of found in my travels that people will, you know, they love the spring carnival and they'll want to come. But the thing is, you have to have the horse.
Yep.
And, you know, like Ed Dunlop's the classic, you know, with Red Cadeau, he loves coming here. Now, Ed would be here in a flash this year, but he hasn't got the horse. So you've obviously got to widen the net and, you know, cultivate relationships and just have everyone aware of what's going on, because you never know when they might get the right horse.
You mentioned Gordon Elliott. Obviously, you would have dropped into Aidan O'Brien and Dermot Weld and these sort of people just while I'm talking about Ireland. The feel is maybe Dermot could have a horse.
He had a horse called the Grey Gatsby that's a transferred horse, and he's had a couple of runs. Look, honestly, he's been a bit disappointing. So, look, we're probably going to have to watch his next few starts. But yeah. Other than that, there's probably not a lot around at the moment for Dermot. But I did visit him, of course, and look, obviously he's won two Melbourne Cups. He'll be back here in a flash if he's got the right horse. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Were there other trainers? Let's bring it into the UK. Marco Botti, or even Andreas Waller. We know that they've got Red Cardinal, the Australian bloodstock boys that races in a couple of weeks' time. How's sort of the UK looking for numbers?
Yeah, well, on Andreas, I went to the German Group 1 meeting, the Del Mar Prize, and it's a 2,000-metre race. It's like the equivalent of the Cox Plate in Germany, and Andreas had the third run of Potemkin, and obviously, Chad doing about Red Cardinal, and I think it's well publicised. He's off to the Kergolay next, and all being well, he'd come down and run the Herbert Power and then the Melbourne Cup, which is a very similar, well, virtually the same preparation as Protectionist. So that's all looking pretty good. You mentioned Marco Botti. See, he's another classic who came before and has been a, you know, run second in the Caulfield Cup, and you know, he's a regular visitor, but hasn't been for a few years because he just hasn't had the right horse. So he's got a horse called Dylan Mouth, who's been leased by a chap called Earl Mack, and we may remember him coming down here previously with a horse called Mad Rush for Luca Kamani. Desperate to come back, he's leased this horse off the owner, and their whole aim is to bring him down for the Cup. So good to see Marco come back. You know, he's a very, very good trainer. Probably sticking with England, there's another horse there called Saint Michelle that ran second to Red Cardinal in the Group 3 Belmont Gold Cup a few months ago over in the US, over 2 miles. He's trained by Sir Mark Prescott, who is really a legend of the trainers in Newmarket and probably the trainers full stop in England. And he's very, very keen to bring that horse down. He'll probably have a start in the next couple of weeks, so I'll just have to watch him. But he's very keen to come back and a very big character.
Okay, well, there's a couple there certainly for our listeners to jot down. If I can bring it to the Cox Plate, we had those entries yesterday. There were 15 internationals. Can I ask you, in your travels and talking about these Melbourne spring races, in particular the Cox Plate, have the internationals been put off by the champion mare?
Look, there's no doubt that Winx is a factor. There's no doubt. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. Her name comes up all the time, and obviously, you know, people are in awe of her achievements. And you know, if they're going to travel all this way to Australia and go through the quarantine, et cetera, et cetera, you know, they obviously want to come here and win. And obviously, coming up against her is a bit of a barrier. So definitely, no doubt. But I'm hoping someone like, say, Aidan O'Brien will take up the challenge. He nominated Highland Reel. I did visit Aidan, but, you know, there's a long way to go between now and going into quarantine, so a lot of things can change. And last year, Highland Reel, we all know, ran second in the Ark and then went on and won the Breeders' Cup. But, gee, wouldn't it be great to see Highland Reel up against Winx? You know, they clashed 2 years ago and Winx beat him. He ran third. I think, you know, I don't know, maybe deep down Aidan would like to think 2 years on he could bring him back, run those sectionals he does and really, you know, serve it up. You know, yeah. I think that would be fantastic for everyone to see that. I mean, that would really be some Cox Plate.
Yeah, it would be. We're talking with Lee Jordan from Racing Victoria. He's been overseas looking at entries for the Melbourne Spring Carnival. Godolphin looked to be back for Charlie Appleby. There's been a story on their page about Scottish, who I think runs, is it this week or next week?
Yes. Look, I met Charlie, and we all know Charlie became like the Cups King last year. He's ringing, you know, Bendigo Cups and Geelong Cups and all sorts of, ran second in the Caulfield Cup, ran fourth in the Melbourne Cup. And no, he had a great spring, and he's looking at bringing back, you know, similar sort of team of five or six horses. And as you said, Scottish was an invite for the Cox Plate, but he runs this weekend the Arlington Meons on Saturday US time, which will be Sunday morning. And that's a key race, a Group 1 2,000-metre race, hoping everything goes well there. And then they'll make a decision whether they target the Cox Plate or maybe run again in the Caulfield Cup. So that'll be an interesting race. And one of the Cox Plate nominees from Aidan, a three-year-old Taj Mahal, is running in the Secretariat. So I don't know whether his form is the same as like when Adelaide went to similar races. The Highland Reel won the Secretariat and then came on. So we'll just have to watch him. But Aidan's very good with travelling those three-year-olds to America, and he is nominated for the Cox Plate. So an interesting weekend there. You know, watching those races in America.
And just finally, Lee, in our chat, the Japanese, they've all obviously, you know, been there and tasted success in Australia. Then they had some issues travelling and the like. Are they looking like they'll have a few this year?
Yeah, they've obviously, Neo Realism has been nominated for the Cox Plate. And, you know, like he's up there with a Highland Reel, really. We saw what he did in the QE2 with Joe Moreira riding him, and he's very impressive. He's aiming at a race called the Group 2 Sapporo Kinnan on the 20th of this month. He actually won the race last year. He beat Morris, which was the Japanese Horse of the Year, so he's got very good form. From my information, he needs to run in that race to be any chance to come down here for the Cox Plate. So, and the trainer said that all the way along, so we really have to sit and wait for that. From a Cups perspective, Admired Jewess ran fourth in the 10-0 show. They've shown interest. And a horse called Albert that was in the same race is in the same connections as a horse called Bando that came down here and actually didn't get to the track in the Caulfield Cup, you may recall, a few years ago. And I think the owner is very keen to come back and atone for that. So let's watch out for a horse called Albert. And look, with the Cups, they're still a month away for the closing date. So I'm hoping a couple of others, you know, come to the fore. But I suppose the issue we do have is that their main carnival is similar timing to ours, and the 10-0 show, which is a Group 1 over 2,000 metres, run at similar time as the Cox Plate. So it's really great to get a horse like Neo Realism nominating, and cross the fingers, hopefully we could get him here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, watch for that race for sure on August 20. You'll probably see it on Sky as well. There's plenty happening. I know you're at Werribee this morning starting to think about spring and setting it all up there, mate. We'll certainly stay in contact, and we're underway. The Cox Plate entries are out, and it won't be a month away, and we'll have all the other entries out as well. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Yeah, look forward to chatting to you further, Andrew.
Good on you, Lee. Lee Jordan there, Racing Victoria International Scout. Hope you've jotted down some of that names that we'll certainly, hopefully, be talking a lot about between now and Cup time in Melbourne.